At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour, time for a look at the news for a Wednesday. It's the 23rd day of June for 2021. Well, the Amador County Board of Supervisors talked COVID-19, employee retirement funding, and Civil War cannons during their meeting on Tuesday. The board received its regular report on COVID-19 from County Health Officer Dr. Rita Kerr. Amador County recorded 17 new cases in the last week, but currently no residents of the county are hospitalized with the virus. Most restrictions have been lifted in Amador County, and county facilities such as libraries and the administration building have reopened to the public. Mask-wearing requirements have been lifted for those who are fully vaccinated, except in limited circumstances. And the supervisors also approved a request for the historic Civil War-era cannon known as Old Abe to be brought out of its display for the annual Volcano Independence Day celebration. The supervisors approved the request on the one condition that the cannon be watched at all times and not fired. The board then went on to delay a decision to study the possible issuance of some $80 million in bonds to cover the portion of unpaid retirement funding for county employees. The bonds would fill a deficit mostly for public safety employees. County CAO Chuck Eiley asked for more time to evaluate the proposal before the county spends any money evaluating the options.
Well, Amador County Public Health reports 17 more cases of COVID-19 since last Tuesday's update, bringing the total lab-confirmed case count to 1,838. The new cases include 12 males, 5 females, 12 of whom are aged 18 to 49, 2 50 to 64, and 3 age 65 and above. No Amador residents are currently hospitalized due to COVID-19. Now, as of last week, those who are fully vaccinated do not need to physically distance or wear a face covering indoors, except in limited settings. Social distancing and capacity limits for businesses and community events have been eliminated. Now, over 32,700 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine have been administered to Amador residents to date. 60.3% of eligible county residents 12 and over have had at least one dose of vaccine. Well, over 14,500 are fully vaccinated. Amador Public Health will be offering COVID-19 vaccine at pop-up outreach clinics. The first outreach clinic, scheduled today at the Pine Grove Upcountry Community Center from noon to 4, offering the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Amador County residents and visitors are encouraged to do their part to stay safe and stay open. All who wish to be immunized should make a vaccination appointment by visiting myturn.ca.gov.
Well, the Ione police are currently investigating the theft of a firearm in what they're calling a crime of opportunity. Last week, the Ione PD took a burglary report of a stolen firearm taken from a garage where the garage door had been left open during the night. As a reminder, the Ione Police, along with law enforcement agencies throughout the county, remind us all to make sure not only is your garage door secure at night, but that your home is also secure. Police Chief Arnold says the Ione PD will contact residents when they find open garage doors at night. But again, don't fall victim to a crime of opportunity.
Well, Caltrans conducting drainage work this week on 88, scheduled to run through Thursday at various locations from Shake Ridge and Volcano to the entrance of Ham Station, 7 to 3 daily. One-way traffic control in effect. Motorists should expect delays up to 10 minutes. The work is scheduled to begin as listed, but subject to change due to traffic incidents, weather, availability of equipment and or materials, and construction-related issues. And for safety of workers and other motorists, be work zone alert.
And more than 47 million travelers are expected to hit the road for the Independence Day holiday, a 40% increase over last year. A year after COVID-19 shut down summer travel, Independence Day which will run officially from July 1st through July 5th, well, those travel volumes are expected to nearly fully recover to pre-pandemic levels. In fact, this could be the second highest Independence Day travel volume on record, trailing only 2019. Road trips will continue to dominate this summer, with an expected 43.6 million travelers driving to their destination. Higher gas prices won't deter travelers, as more than 91% of holiday travel will be by car. Avoid travel on Thursday and Friday afternoon of next week, along with Monday midday, as nationwide traffic volumes are expected to increase by 15% for the holiday. While AAA found average airfares have declined 2% compared to last Independence Day, travelers can expect to find higher prices for hotels and car rentals as demand climbs. And regardless of vaccination status, masks are still required on planes, buses, trains, airplanes, and other forms of public transportation.
And CAL FIRE reporting the Blackstone incident now 100% contained. The Blackstone incident, fire in El Dorado Hills that started at 3 p.m. Monday. At this time, the cause under investigation. But again, the good news, the fire contained at 35 acres, now 100% contained.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.